We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The big story in Alabama. Will the governor ink the new law, one of the most restrictive in the country on abortions? Planned Parenthood President Dr. Lena Wynn says they'll take it to the nation's highest court if they need to.
Before the Alabama governor signs this bill into law, she should know that Planned Parenthood is ready to fight it in the courts, because banning safe legal abortions is unconstitutional, it's illegal, it's unethical, and the cost will be women's lives.
Following the story from CBS News is Jim Krasula. He joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Jim, kind of a fiery night last night in Montgomery.
Yeah, very much so. Good morning, John. In fact, the Republican Governor Kay Ivey in Alabama is expected to sign this legislation. Again, more debate last night, discussion, although it was kind of a done deal, I suspect, in the state Senate, 25-6, the vote in favor of this law that basically, John, criminalizes abortion. Specifically, it says, and interestingly, they're going after the abortion providers, not the women getting the abortion.
Right.
The law specifically says that anyone performing an abortion in Alabama would face felony charges and up to 99 years in prison. The only exception for an abortion would be for the health of the mother. There are no exceptions written into the law for rape or incest. So a 12-year-old girl could be raped or impregnated by a family member, and she would have to carry the baby.
You know, one of the things that I heard a member of the legislature say on the floor in Montgomery last night was that the way this law is written, a doctor doing the abortion after a rape could end up actually serving more time than the rapist.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that was something that Bobby Singleton said. Bobby is the state Senate Democratic minority leader, and he spoke long and hard last night, a couple of hours worth, to try to slow down the vote on this, or at least make some points. One of the things he said, talked about, was that he, like many, feel that there could be significant economic backlash against Alabama. One of the things he said is, how, with a law like this, how can you expect a progressive company like Google or Amazon or Apple to come and invest any money in the state of Alabama?
Well, and then the other question becomes, what doctor graduating from a medical school is going to look to Alabama as their place
Yes.
to begin their practice?
And also, John, the concern that this law may prompt some or perhaps a lot of doctors to leave Alabama. And in many rural areas of Alabama, as in other states, there's a significant shortage of doctors. So, again, there's that concern.
You know, the one thing about this bill and the sponsors of the bill, the new law, have been very upfront about it. This law is, yes, it's about abortions in Alabama, but it's also about Roe v. Wade.
Very much so. In fact, the sponsor of this measure, a woman by the name of Terry Collins, she's a Republican representative from the Huntsville, Alabama area up in the northern part of the state. And yes, she has said all along that her sole intent is for this, and she admits it's an extreme piece of legislation, to be challenged in court and ultimately to get it before the U.S. Supreme Court. She talked last night, John, after the state Senate approved this measure. And one of the things she said is that she talked about the so-called fetal heartbeat bills that have been approved now in Mississippi, Kentucky, Ohio, and also in Georgia most recently. And she said that she felt that while she wanted such a bill in Alabama, she felt that the wording of this particular piece of legislation would best expedite it and get this whole issue again of abortion before the Supreme Court.
Well, clearly, this is just the first step towards what's going to be a protracted battle on one of the most contentious issues in our country. Jim, as always, I appreciate you joining me this morning with some insight from the South.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, John. Take care.
All right, have a good one. Jim Krasula from CBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.